In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A former Fort Carson soldier is heading back to space. Colonel Frank Rubio will be NASA's mission specialist for the upcoming Artemis 3 mission. He currently holds the American record for longest single spaceflight. The 2027 mission will be a four-man crew to test new landing and docking systems, according to NASA officials. During his time at Fort Carson, Rubio served as a battalion surgeon. The U.S. men's soccer team opens the World Cup tomorrow, playing against Paraguay. The pressure is on for the co-host to perform well in front of the home crowd in Los Angeles. Former U.S. men's soccer team and Colorado Rapids player Marcelo Balboa says the fans shouldn't just settle for making it out of the group stage.
They have the responsibility to give everything they have to take this team as far as they can in this World Cup. The further you go, the more it's going to do for the sport in this country.
The U.S. men's team has not made it past the first knockout stage since 2002. The USA-Paraguay match kicks off tomorrow at 7 p.m. An original field notebook used by Zebulon Pike will finally reach the summit of the peak bearing his name, more than 220 years after the explorer stopped just short. The special exhibit at the Summit Visitor Center is part of the America 250 Colorado 150 commemoration. Pike's notebook is traveling from Washington, D.C. for the exhibit. Also on display at the summit is a sword owned by Pike, on loan from History Colorado, and Pike's 1810 commission as a lieutenant. That exhibit opens tomorrow as well and runs through August 10th. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News.